For traffic on your iPhone or BlackBerry, go to KFWB.com.
That's a big day for the president.
Right. He's spending a few more hours on the Gulf Coast today ahead of an Oval Office address to the nation tonight. The administration says he'll lay out the road ahead in dealing with the massive oil spill.
Joining us now live from New Orleans, AP correspondent Warren Levinson. And Warren, the president stayed in the Gulf overnight, and I'm wondering if we have any indication on whether he's satisfied with the efforts that are now underway to contain this catastrophe.
Well, Penny, he seems to want the federal government to take more charge of what's going on and to sort of ride herd more closely on BP. He certainly is trying to set the country up to understand that this is going to be a very long process, not only stopping the oil spill, but recovering from the damage that all these gallons of oil pouring into the Gulf has created.
Yeah, who's he hearing from on this two-day trip? Just the spill team or our local, the locals who are feeling the impact?
He's been talking to locals as well. He's been talking to fishermen. He's been looking at, obviously, talking to local officials, but he's also been talking to the people who run businesses there and whose livelihood depends on this place.
Okay, we're all waiting for 5 o'clock our time and his address in the Oval Office. Any details on what we can expect from him in that national address? I mean, it's clear that the location alone, the Oval Office, is sending a serious message, but I'm curious about the details.
It's hard to say exactly what kind of guidance we're getting on what he's going to do. There's some talk that perhaps there'll be some major public works project announced to rebuild this whole area, but it's uncertain exactly what that's going to be.
Yeah, I need to ask. You're there in New Orleans, and on this trip, it was Mississippi, Alabama, Florida. Are folks in Louisiana feeling a little left out?
They got three trips. They do not feel left out. They are happy that the president is in the area. Governor Bobby Jindal spent some time with the president in Alabama yesterday. They don't feel slighted after the three trips.
You know, and another issue, I've heard that there's some testiness with some of the people in the Gulf that do work on oil rigs because of the moratorium that he has called. You know, for most of us, we think no-brainer until you know that everything is safe, you know, let's hold off on anything new. But have you sensed that with some of the people that want to get to work on some of the other rigs?
There are parts of Louisiana that are very much oil dependent. And in fact, even the governor and a number of officials say that, look, this 6-month moratorium isn't going to do anybody any good. We shouldn't just sort of arbitrarily set a time. That the key thing is that you actually make sure that when rigs go in, that they're inspected properly and that somebody's actually doing their job in oversight.
Is that happening?
It's an excellent question, and that's really what has to be looked at, is to overhaul the entire inspection process.
Well, Warren Levinson, thank you very much for your work there in Louisiana. No doubt there's a lot more work to be done, and we thank you for spending some time on LA's Morning News.
You bet, Phil.
And betting on the box office. We'll tell you what federal regulators say can now be done. Just ahead, it's 6:36.